The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 2, The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra. In this chapter, the character of Maharaj Agnidra is described. When Maharaj Priyavrata went off for spiritual realization, his son, Agnidra, became the ruler of Jambudvip in accordance with Maharaj Priyavrata's instructions, and maintained its residence with the same affection a father feels for his sons. Once Maharaj Agnidra desired to have a son, and therefore he entered a cave of Mandara Mountain to practice austerity. Understanding his desire, Lord Brahma sent a celestial girl named Purvachiti to Agnidra's hermitage. After dressing herself very attractively, she presented herself before him with various feminine movements, and Agnidra was naturally attracted to her. The girl's actions, expressions, smile, sweet words, and moving eyes were fascinating to him. Agnidra was expert in flattery. Thus, he attracted the celestial girl, who was pleased to accept him as her husband because of his mellifluous words. She enjoyed royal happiness with Agnidra for many years before returning to her abode in the heavenly planets. In her womb, Agnidra begot 9 sons, Nabi, Kimpurusha, Haryashva, Ilavrita, Ramyaka, Hiranamaya, Kuru, Bhadrashva, and Ketumala. He gave them 9 islands with names corresponding to theirs. Agnidra, however, his senses unsatisfied, was always thinking of his celestial wife, and therefore in his next life he was born in her celestial planet. After the death of Agnidra, his 9 sons married 9 daughters of Meru, named Merudevi, Pratirupa, Agnudramsti, Lata, Ramya, Shyama, Nari, Bhadra, and Devaviti. Text 1. Sri Shuka Avacha. Evam Pitari Sampratrite Tad Anusasane Vartmana Agnidro Jambu Dvipao Kasha Pragna Ashur Savad Dharmave Samana Parya Gopatyat. Synonyms. Sri Shuka, Shukadev Goswami, Uvacha said, Evam, thus, Pitari, when his father, Sampravite, took the path of liberation, Tat Anusasane, according to his order, Vartamana, situated Agnidra, King Agnidra, Jambudvip, Okasha, the inhabitants of Jambudvip, Praja, citizens, Arsrasavat, as if they were his sons, Dharma, religious principles, Aveksha, Mana, strictly observing, Parya Gopayat, completely protected. Translation, Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, after his father, Maharaj Priyavrata, departed to follow the path of spiritual life by undergoing austerities, King Agnidra completely obeyed his father. Strictly observing the principles of religion, he gave full protection to the inhabitants of Jambudvip as if they were his own begotten sons. Purport, following the instructions of his father, Maharaj Priyavrata, Maharaj Angira ruled the inhabitants of Jambudvip according to religious principles. These principles are exactly contrary to the modern principles of faithlessness. As clearly stated here, the king protected the citizens the way a father protects his begotten children. How he ruled the citizens is also described here. Dharmakshek Samana, strictly according to religious principles. It is the duty of the executive head of a state to see that the citizens strictly follow religious principles. The Vedic religious principles begin with Varnashram Dharma, the duties of the 4 Varnas and 4 Ashrams. Dharma refers to principles given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first principle of Dharma, or religion, is to observe the duties of the 4 orders as enjoined by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to people's qualities and activities, society should be divided into Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, and then again into Brahmacharis, Grahastas, Vanaprastas, and Sannyasis. These are religious principles, and it is the duty of the head of the state to see that his citizens strictly follow them. He should not merely act officially. He should be like a father who is always a well-wisher of his sons. Such a father strictly observes whether his sons are performing their duties, and sometimes he also punishes them. Just contrary to the principles mentioned here, the presidents and chief executives in the age of Kali are simply tax collectors who do not care whether religious principles are observed. Indeed, the chief executives of the present day introduce all kinds of sinful activity, especially illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. These sinful activities are very prominently manifested in India. Although 100 years ago, these four principles of sinful life were strictly prohibited in the families of India, they have now been introduced into every Indian family. Therefore, they cannot follow religious principles. In contrast to the principles of the kings of old, the modern state is concerned only with propaganda for levying taxes and is no longer responsible for the spiritual welfare of the citizens. The state is now callous to religious principles. Srimad Bhagavatam predicts that in Kali Yuga, the government will be entrusted with Dasu Dharma, which means the occupational duty of rogues and thieves. Modern heads of state are rogues and thieves who plunder the citizens instead of giving them protection. Rogues and thieves plunder without regard for law, but in this age of Kali, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the lawmakers themselves plunder the citizens. The next prediction to be fulfilled, which is already coming to pass, is that because of the sinful activities of the citizens and the government, rain will become increasingly scarce. Gradually, there will be complete drought and no production of food grains. People will be reduced to eating flesh and seeds, and many good, spiritually inclined people will have to forsake their homes because they will be too harassed by drought, taxation, and famine. The Krishna consciousness movement is the only hope to save the world from such devastation. It is the most scientific and authorized movement for the actual welfare of the whole human society. Text 2. Sacha karachit priti loka kama saravara vanita krid dachala dronyam bhagavantam vishrasrijam patim amrita paricharya pakarana atmaika griyena tapasvi aradayam bhavuva. Synonyms: Sahi, King Agnidra, Cha also, Kadachit, once upon a time, Prithvi Loka, the Prithvi Loka planet, Kama, desiring Suravara of the great demigods, Vanita of the women, Akrida, the place of pastimes, Alat Achala Dronyam, in one valley of the Mandara hill, Bhagavantam, to the most powerful Lord Brahma, Vishrasrijam, of personalities who have created this universe, Patim, the master, Abrita, having collected, Padicharya Upakarna, ingredients for worship, Atma of the mind, Eka Agrena, with full attention, Tapasvi, one who executes austerity, Aradayam Bhubhuva, became engaged in worshiping. Translation: desiring to get a perfect son and become an inhabitant of Prithvi Loka, Maharaj Agnidra once worshipped Lord Brahma, the master of those in charge of the material creation. He went to the valley of Mandara Hill, where the damsels of the heavenly planets come down to stroll. There he collected garden flowers and other necessary paraphernalia, and then engaged in severe austerities and worship. Purport: the king became Prithvi Loka Kama, or desirous of being transferred to the planet named Prithvi Loka. Prithvi Loka is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vrta Devan Prithvi Yanti Prithvi Vrta. To go to this planet, one needs very good sons who can make offerings to Lord Vishnu and then offer the remnants to their forefathers. The purpose of the Shraddha ceremony is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, so that after pleasing him, one may offer prasad to one's forefathers and in this way make them happy. The inhabitants of Prithvi Loka are generally men of the Karma Kandiya, or fruit of activities, category, who have been transferred there because of their pious activities. They can stay there as long as their descendants offer them Vishnu Prasad. Everyone in heavenly planets, such as Prithvi Loka, however, must return to earth after exhausting the efforts of his pious acts. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.21, Shine Punya Marti Lokam Bishanti. Persons who perform pious acts are transferred to higher planets, but when the effects of their pious acts are over, they are again transferred to Earth. Since Maharaj Priyavrata was a great devotee, how could he have begotten a son who desired to be transferred to Prithviloka? Lord Krishna says, Prithvinyanti Prithvivrita, persons who desire to go to Prithviloka are transferred there. Similarly, Yanti Madhyajinopimam, persons who desire to be transferred to the spiritual planets, Vaikuntha Lokas, can also go there. Since Maharaj Agnidra was the son of a Vaishnava, he should have desired to be transferred to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka. Why then did he desire to be transferred to Prithviloka? In answer to this, Goswami Giridhar, one of the Bhagavatam commentators, remarked that Agnidra was born when Maharaj Priyavrata was infatuated by lusty desires. This may be accepted as a fact because sons are begotten with different mentalities according to the time of their conception. According to the Vedic system, therefore, before a child is conceived, the Garbhadhan Samskar is performed. This ceremony molds the mentality of the father in such a way that when he plants his seed in the womb of his wife, he will beget a child whose mind will be completely saturated with a devotional attitude. At the present moment, however, there are no such Garbhadhan Samskars, and therefore people generally have a lusty attitude when they beget children. Especially in this age of Kali, there are no Garbhadhan ceremonies. Everyone enjoys sex with his wife like a cat or dog. Therefore, according to Shastric injunctions, almost all the people of this age belong to the Shudra category. Of course, although Maharaj Agnidra had a desire to be transferred to Prithviloka, this does not mean that his mentality was that of a Shudra. He was a Kshatriya. Maharaj Agnidra desired to be transferred to Prithviloka, and therefore he needed a wife, because anyone desiring to be transferred to Prithviloka must leave behind a good son to offer yearly pinda, or prasad, from Lord Vishnu. To have a good son, Maharaj Agnidra wanted a wife from a family of demigods. Therefore, he went to Mandara Hill, where the women of the demigods generally come to worship Lord Brahma. In Bhagavad Gita 4.12, it is said, Kankshanta Karmanam Siddhim Yajanta Iha Devata. Materialists who want quick results in the material world worship demigods. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Aishwarya Prajapsava. Those who desire beautiful wives, substantial wealth, and many sons worship the demigods, but an intelligent devotee, instead of being entangled by the happiness of this material world in the form of a beautiful wife, material opulence, and children, desires to be immediately transferred back home, back to Godhead. Thus, he worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Text 3. Tad upalabhya Bhagavan Adi Purusha Sadasi Gayantim Purvachitam Namasparsanam Sparasam Abhipayamasa. Synonyms. Tat, that, upalabhya, understanding Bhagavan, the most powerful, Adi Purusha, the first created being within this universe, Sadasi and his assembly, Gayantim, dancing girl, Purvachitim, Purvachiti, named, Anama named, Apsarasam, the heavenly dancing girl, Abhipayamasa, sent down. Translation, understanding King Agnidra's desire, the first and foremost powerful created being of this universe, Lord Brahma, selected the best of the dancing girls in his assembly, whose name was Purvachiti, and sent her to the king. Purport. In this verse, the words Bhagavan Adi Purusha are significant. Bhagavan Adi Purusha is Lord Krishna, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Jami. Lord Krishna is the original person. In Bhagavad Gita, he is also addressed by Arjuna as Adi Purusham Adyam, the original person, and he is called Bhagavan. In this verse, however, we see that Lord Brahma is described as Bhagavan Adi Purusha. The reason he is called Bhagavan is that he fully represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is the firstborn creature in this universe. Lord Brahma could understand Maharaj Agnidra's desire because he is as powerful as Lord Vishnu. As Lord Vishnu, situated as Paramatma, can understand the desire of the living entity, so Lord Brahma can also understand the living entity's desire, for Vishnu, as a via media, informs him As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 111, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavye, Lord Vishnu informs Lord Brahma of everything from within his heart. Because Maharaj Yagnidra specifically worshipped Lord Brahma was pleased, and he sent Purvachiti, the Apsara, to satisfy him. Text 4. Sacha tad ashramo pavanam atiramaniyam vividha nibida vitapi vitapa nikara samslista purata lataruda stala vihangama maitunai prochyamana srutibi pratibodhyamana salila kukukta karandava kaha hamsadibir vichitram upakujitamala jalasya salasaya kalalam karam upababrama. Synonyms. Sa, she, Purvachiti, cha, also, tat, of Maharaj Yagnidra, ashram, of the place of meditation, upavanam, the park, iti, ati, very, ramanyam, beautiful, vividha, varieties of, nibida, dense, vitapi, trees, vitapa, of branches of twigs, nikara, masses, samslista, attached, parata, golden, lata, with creepers, aruda, going high, stala, vihangama, of land birds, mitunai, with pears, prochimana, vibrating, strutibi, pleasing sounds, pratibodhyamana, responding, salila kukutka, waterfowl, karandava, ducks, kalahamsa, with various kinds of swans, adibi, and so on, vichitram, variegated, upakujita, resounding with the vibration, amala, clear, jala ashaya, in the lake, kamala akaram, the source of lotus flowers, upababrama, began to walk in. Translation. The Apsara sent by Lord Brahma began strolling in a beautiful park near the place where the king was meditating and worshipping. The park was beautiful because of its dense green foliage and golden creepers. There were pairs of varied birds such as peacocks, and in a lake there were ducks and swans, all vibrating very sweet sounds. Thus the park was magnificently beautiful because of the foliage, the clear water, the lotus flowers, and the sweet singing of various kinds of birds. Text 5. Tasya shulalita gamana pada vinyasa gati vilasayas chanupadam kana yamana ruchira charanam parana sovanam upakarnya naradev kumara samadhi yoganimilita nayana nalila mukula yugalam ishad vikachaya vyachasta. Synonyms. Tasya, of her, Purvachiti, Sulalita, in a very beautiful gamana movements, Padavinyasa, with styles of walking, gati, in the progression, Vilesaya, whose pastime, cha, also, Unapadam, with every step, Kana Yamana, made a tinkling sound, Ruchira, very pleasing, Charana Ubrana, by the ornaments on the feet, Svanam, the sound, Upakarnya, hearing, Naradeva Kumar, the prince, Samadhi, in ecstasy, Yogena, by controlling the senses, Amilita, half-opened, Nayana, eyes, Nalina, of lotus, Mukula, buds, Lugalam, like a pear, Asat, slightly, Vikachaya, opening, Vyachasta, saw. Translation. As Purvachiti passed by on the road in a very beautiful style and mood of her own, the pleasing ornaments on her ankles tinkled with her every step. Although Prince Yagnidra was controlling his senses, practicing yoga with half-open eyes, he could see her with his lotus-like eyes, and when he heard the sweet tinkling of her bangles, he opened his eyes slightly more so that he could see that she was just nearby. Purport. It is said that yogis always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within their hearts. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogina, Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always observed by yogis who practice controlling the venomous senses. As recommended in Bhagavad Gita, yogis should practice sampraksha, nishikagram, keeping their eyes half open. If the eyes are closed completely, there will be a tendency to sleep. So-called yogis sometimes practice a fashionable form of yoga by closing their eyes and meditating, but we have actually seen that such so-called yogis sleeping and snoring while meditating. This is not the practice of yoga. To actually practice yoga, one should keep his eyes half open and gaze at the tip of his nose. Although Agnidra, the son of Priyavrata, was practicing mystic yoga and trying to control his senses, tinkling sound of Purvachiti's ankle bells disturbed his practice. Yoga Indriya Samyamya. Actual yoga practice means controlling the senses. One must practice mystic yoga to control the senses, but the sense control of a devotee who fully engages in the service of the Lord with his purified senses, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, can never be disturbed. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati therefore stated, Durdan Tendriya Kalasarpa Patali Prokhata Damstrayate, Chaitanya Chandramrita 5. The practice of yoga is undoubtedly good because it controls the senses, which are like venomous serpents. When one engages in devotional service, however, completely employing all the activities of the senses in the service of the Lord, the venomous quality of the senses is completely nullified. It is explained that a serpent is to be feared because of its poison fangs, but if those fangs are broken, the serpent, although it seems fearsome, is not at all dangerous. Devotees, therefore, may see hundreds and thousands of beautiful women with fascinating bodily movements and gestures, but not be allured, whereas such women would make ordinary yogis fall. Even the advanced yogi, Vishwamitra, broke his mystic practice to unite with Menaka and begot a child known as Shakuntala. The practice of mystic yoga, therefore, is not sufficiently strong to control the senses. Another example is Prince Agnidra, whose attention was drawn to the movements of Purvachiti, the Apsara, simply because he heard the tinkling of her ankle bells. In the same way that Vishwamitra Muni was attracted by the tinkling bangles of Menaka, Prince Agnidra, upon hearing the tinkling bangles of Purvachiti, immediately opened his eyes to see her beautiful movements as she walked. The prince was also very handsome. As described herein, his eyes were just like the buds of lotus flowers. When he opened his lotus-like eyes, he could immediately see that the Apsara was present by his side. Text 6. Tam eva vidure madokadim eva sumanasa upa jigrantim dvija manuja mano nayanladha dughar gati vidhar vrida vinayavalok Suvarak Sharavayavar Manasi Ninam Kusha Mayu Das Sya Vida Datim Vivaram Nijamukha Ningalitam Rita Sava Sahasa Bad Sad Namoda Madhana Madukara Nika Roparodena Drutapada Vinayasena Valgospadana Stana Kalasa Kabarabara Rasanam Devin Mad Avalokanena Vivritava Sarasya Bhagavato Makaradvajasya Vasam Upanito Jadavad Iti Hovocha. Synonyms: Tam, to her, Eva, indeed. Avidure, nearby, Madhur Karim Eva, like a honeybee, Susam Nasa, beautiful flowers, Upajigrantum, smelling, Divaja, of those born in the heavenly planets, Manuja, of those born in human society, Mana, mind, Nayana, for the eyes, Alada, pleasure, Dughai, producing, Gati, by her movement, Vihara by pastimes, Vrida by shyness, Vinaya by humility, Avaloka by glancing, Shusvara Akshara by her sweet voice, Avayavyai by the limbs of the body, Manasi by in the mind, Rinam of men, Kushuma Oyudasya of Cupid, who has a flower arrow in his hand, Vidadyatim making Vivaram oral reception, Nija Mukha from her own mouth, Vigalita pouring out Amrita of Sava, nectar like honey, Sahasa in her smiling Vashana untalking Amoda by the pleasure, Madaanda blinded by intoxication, Mahudukara of bees, Nikara by groups, Aparodena because of being surrounded, Druta hasty, Pada of feet, Vinyasena by stylish stepping, Valgu a little, Spandana moving, Stana breasts, Kalasa like water pots, Kabara of her braids of hair, Bara weight, Rasanam the belt upon the hips, Devim the goddess, Tat Avalokanena, simply by seeing her, Vrita Avasarasya, taking the opportunity of Bhagavata of the greatly powerful Makara Dvajasya of Cupid, Vasam under the control, Upanita being brought in, Jadavat as if stunned, Iti thus, ha, certainly, Uvacha, he said. Translation, like a honeybee, the Apsara smelled the beautiful and attractive flowers. She could attract the minds and vision of both humans and demigods by her playful movements, her shyness and humility, her glances, the very pleasing sounds that poured from her mouth as she spoke, and the motion of her limbs. By all these qualities, she opened for Cupid, who bears an arrow of flowers, a path of oral reception into the minds of men. When she spoke, nectar seemed to flow from her mouth. As she breathed, the bees, mad for the taste of her breath, tried to hover about her beautiful, lotus-like eyes. Disturbed by the bees, she tried to move hastily, but as she raised her feet to walk quickly, her hair, the belt on her hips, and her breasts, which were like water jugs, also moved in a way that made her extremely beautiful and attractive. Indeed, she seemed to be making a path for the entrance of Cupid, who is most powerful. Therefore, the prince, completely subdued by seeing her, spoke to her as follows. Purport. How a beautiful woman's movements and gestures, her hair and the structure of her breasts, hips, and other bodily features attract the minds not only of men but of demigods, is also is very finely described in this statement. The words Divija and Manuja specifically emphasize that the attraction of feminine gestures is powerful everywhere within this material world, both in this planet and in the higher planetary systems. It is said that the standard of living in the higher planetary systems is thousands and thousands of times higher than the standard of living on this planet. Therefore, the beautiful bodily features of the women there are also thousands and thousands of times more attractive than the features of the women on Earth. The Creator has constructed women in such a way that their beautiful voices and movements and the beautiful features of their hips, their breasts, and other parts of their bodies attract the members of the opposite sex, both on Earth and on other planets, and awaken their lusty desires. When one is controlled by Cupid or the beauty of women, he becomes stunned by like matter as much as stone. Captivated by the material movements of women, he wants to remain in this material world. Thus, one's promotion to the spiritual world is checked by seeing the beautiful bodily movements and structure and movements of women. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore warned all devotees to beware of the attraction of beautiful women and materialistic civilization. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even refused to see Prataparudra Maharaj because he was a very opulent person in the material world. Lord Chaitanya said in this connection, Niskichanasya Bhagavat Bhajano Mukhasya, those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, because they are very serious about going back home, back to Godhead, should be very careful to avoid seeing the beautiful gestures of women and should also avoid seeing persons who are very rich. Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Mukhasya Paramparam Jigamisor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Visayinam Atayositam Cha Hahanta Hanta Visha Bhakshanato Pi Asadu Quote, alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification or seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. End quote. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 11.8. One who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, should not contemplate the attractive features of women and the opulence of rich men. Such contemplation will check one's advancement in spiritual life. Once a devotee is fixed in Krishna consciousness, however, these attractions will not agitate his mind. Text 7. Katvam chikirasasi chakim muni varyashalile. Mayasi kapi bhagavat paradevataya vijaye babharshi danushi shurid atmanorite kimva mrigan mrigayasa vipine pramatan. Synonyms ka, who, tvam, are you, chakirsasi, are you trying to do, cha, also, kim, what, munivarya, O best of munis, saile, on this hill, Maya, illusory potency, asi, are you, kapi, sam, bhagavat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, paradevataya, of the Transcendental Lord, vijaye, without strings, bibharshi, you are carrying, danusi, two bows, surit, of a friend, atmana, of yourself, arte, for the sake, kimva, or, mrigan, forest animals, mrigayasi, are you trying to hunt, vipine, in this forest, pramatan, who are materially maddened. Translation. The prince mistakenly addressed the apsara. O best of saintly persons, who are you? Why are you on this hill, and what do you want to do? Are you one of the illusory potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You seem to be carrying two bows without strings. What is the reason you carry these bows? Is it for some purpose of your own, or for the sake of a friend? Perhaps you carry them to kill the mad animals in this forest. Purport. While undergoing severe penances in the forest, Agnidar was captivated by the movements of Purvachita, the girl sent by Lord Brahma. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kamastasdharitagyan, when one becomes lusty, he loses his intelligence. Therefore, Agnidra, having lost his intelligence, could not distinguish whether Purvachita was male or female. He mistook her for Muni Putra, as the son of a saintly person in the forest, and addressed her as Munivarya. Because of her personal beauty, however, she could not believe her to be a boy. He therefore began studying her features. First he saw her two eyebrows, which were so expressive that he wondered whether she or he might be the Maya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words used in this connection are Bhagavat Paradevataya. Devata, or the demigods, all belong to this material world, whereas Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is always beyond this material world and is therefore known as Paradevata. The material world is certainly created by Maya, but it is created under the direction of Paradevata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyatesa Characharam, Maya is not the ultimate authority for the creation of this material world. Maya acts on behalf of Krishna. Purvachiti's eyebrows were so beautiful that Agnidra compared them to bows without strings. He therefore asked her whether they were to be used for her own purpose or for the sake of someone else. Her eyebrows were like bows meant to kill animals in the forest. This material world is like a great forest, and its inhabitants are like forest animals, such as deer and tigers, meant to be killed. The killers are the eyebrows of beautiful women. Captivated by the beauty of the fair sex, all the men of the world are killed by bows without strings, but cannot see how they are being killed by Maya. It is a fact, however, that they are being killed, bhutva praliyate. By dint of his tapasya, Agnidra could understand how Maya acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word pramatan is also significant. Pramata refers to one who cannot control his senses. The entire material world is being exploited by people who are pramata or vimuda. Prahlad Maharaj therefore said, Sochet tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha mayashukaya baram udva tato vimudhan. Quote, they are rotting in material activities for transient material pleasure and spoiling their lives, toiling all day and night simply for sense gratification with no attachment or love of Godhead. I am simply lamenting for them and devising various plans to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. End quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.43. Karmis who act very seriously for sense gratification are always referred to in the Shastras by such terms as Pramata Vimukha and Vimuda. They are killed by Maya. However, one is Apramata, a sane, sober person, a Dhira, knows very well that a human being's primary duty is to render service to the Supreme Person. Maya is always ready to kill those who are Pramata with her invisible bows and arrows. Agnidra questioned Parvashiti about this. Text 8. Banavimo Bhagavata Satapatra Patro Santava Punka Rachirav Atitig Madanto Kasmai Yun Kash Shashi Vane Vicharan Navidma Kshemaya No Jadadiyam Tava Vikramostu. Synonyms. Banu, two arrows, Imo, these, Bhagavata, of you, the most powerful, Satapatra Patro, having feathers like the petals of a lotus flower, Santo, peaceful, Apunka, without a shaft, Ruruchau, very beautiful, Atitig Maudanto, having a very sharp point, Kasmai, whom, Yuyunkshasi, you want to pierce, Vane, in the forest, Vachiran, lowering, Na vidma, we cannot understand, kshemaya, for welfare, na of us, jada idiam, who are dull-headed, tava, your vikrama, prowess, astu, may be. Translation. Then Agnidra observed the glancing eyes of Parvachiti and said, my dear friend, you have two very powerful arrows, namely your glancing eyes. Those arrows have feathers like the petals of a lotus flower. Although they have no shafts, they are very beautiful, and they have very sharp, piercing points. They appear very peaceful, and thus it seems that they will not be shot at anyone. You must be loitering in this forest to shoot those arrows at someone, but I cannot understand whom. My intelligence is dull, and I cannot combat you. Indeed, no one can equal you in prowess. Therefore, I pray that your prowess will be for my good fortune. Purport. Agnidra then began appreciating Purvachiti's powerful glance upon him. He compared her glancing eyes to very sharp arrows. Although her eyes were as beautiful as lotuses, they were simultaneously like shaftless arrows, and Agnidra was therefore afraid of them. He hoped that her glances upon him would be favorable because he was already captivated, and the more captivated he became, the more impossible it would be for him to remain without her. Agnidra therefore prayed to Parvachiti that her glances at him would be auspicious, not futile. In other words, he prayed that she would become his wife. Text 9. Shishya eme bhagavata parita patanti gayanti sama sharahasyam ajashram isham yushmach chika vilulita samano bivristi Sarve Bhajanti Rishigana Eva Veda Shankha. Synonyms. Shishya, disciples, followers, ime, these, Bhagavata of your worshipable self, Parita surrounding Pantanti, after are reciting, Gayanti are singing Sama, the Sama Veda, Sarahasyam, with the confidential portion, Rajashram, Ajashram, incessantly, Isham, unto the Lord, Yusmat, your Shika, from bunches of hair, Vilolita, fallen, Sumuna, of flowers, Abivrishti, showers, Sarve, all, Bhajanti, enjoy, resort to, Rishigana, sages, Eva, like, Veda Shankha, branches of Vedic literature. Translation. Seeing the bumblebees falling Purvachiti, Maharaj Agnidra said, my dear Lord, the bumblebees surrounding your body are like disciples surrounding your worshipable self. They are incessantly chanting the mantras of the Samavedas and the Upanishads, thus offering prayers to you. Just as great sages resort to the branches of Vedic literatures, the bumblebees are enjoying the showers of flowers falling from your hair. Text 10. Bacham Param Charana Panjara Titiranam Brahman Arupa Mukharam Srinivama Tubhyam Labha Kadamba Ruchir Anka Vitanka Bimbe Ras Yasyam Alata Paridi Kvacha Kalamte. Synonyms: Vacham, the resounding vibration, Puram only, Charana Pankjara of the ankle bells, Titirinam of the Titari birds, Brahman, O Brahmana, Arupa, without form, Mukharam, able to be distinctly heard, Shrinavarama, I hear, Tubhyam, your, Labdha, gotten, Kadamba, like the Kadamba flower, Ruchi, lovely color, Anka Vitanka Bimbe, on the beautiful circular hips, Yasyam, on which, Alata Padidi, encirclement of burning cinders, Kva, where, Cha, also, Bakalam, covering cloth, Te, your. Translation: O Brahmana, I can simply hear the tinkling of your ankle bells. Within those bells, Titiri birds seem to be chirping among themselves. Although I do not see their forms, I can hear how they are chirping. When I look at your beautiful circular hips, I see that they are the lovely color of Kadamba flowers, and your waist is encircled by a belt of burning cinders. Indeed, you seem to have forgotten to dress yourself. Purport: With lusty desires to see Purvachiti, Agnindra especially gazed upon the girl's attractive hips and waist. When a man looks upon a woman with such lusty desires, he is captivated by her face, her breasts, and her waist, for a woman first attracts a man to fulfill his sexual desires by the beautiful features of her face, by the beautiful slope of her breasts, and also by her waist. Purvachiti was dressed in fine yellow silk, and therefore her hips looked like Kadamba flowers. Because of her belt, which her waist seemed to be encircled by burning cinders, she was fully dressed, but Agnidra had become so lusty that he asked, quote, "Why have you come naked?" End quote. Text 11. Kim sambrabritam ruchirayor dvija shingarayoste Madhye Krisho Vahasi Yatra Drishe Sritame Pankoruna Surabir Atma Visanga Dig Idrig Yanashraman Vibhaga Me Surabi Karoshi. Synonyms: Kim, what, Sambritam, filled, Ruchirayo, very beautiful, Dvija, O Brahmana, Shringayo, within two horns, Te, your, Madhye, in the middle, Krisha, thin, Vahasi, you are carrying, Yatra, wherein, Drishi, eyes, Shrita, attached, me, my, panka, powder, Aruna, red, Surdabi, fragrant, Atmavisane, by on the two horns, Idrik, yena, by which, Ashramam, place of residence, Subhaga, O most fortunate one, me, my, Surabi, Karoshi, you are perfuming. Translation: Agnira then praised Purvachiti's raised breasts. He said, "My dear Brahmana, your waist is very thin, yet with great difficulty you are carrying two horns to which my eyes have become attracted. What is filling those two beautiful horns? You have spread fragrant red powder upon them, and powder that is like the rising morning sun. O most fortunate one, I beg to inquire where you have gotten this fragrant powder that is perfuming my ashram, my place of residence." Purport: Agnidra appreciated Purvachiti's raised breasts. After seeing the girl's breasts, he became almost mad. Nonetheless, he could not recognize whether Purvachiti was a boy or a girl, for as a result of his austerity, he saw no distinction between the two. He therefore addressed her with the word Dvija, O Brahmana. Yet, why should a Dvija, a Brahmana boy, have horns on his chest? Because the boy's waist was thin, Agnidra thought he was carrying horns with great difficulty, and therefore they must be filled with something very valuable. Otherwise, why would he carry them? When a woman's waist is thin and her breasts are full, she looks very attractive. Agnidra, his eyes attracted, contemplated the heavy breasts on the girl's thin body and imagined how her back must sustain them. Agnidra imagined that her raised breasts were two horns that had covered with cloth so that others would not see the valuables within them. Agnidra, however, was very anxious to see them. Therefore, he requested, quote, please uncover them so that I can see what you are carrying. Rest assured that I shall not take them away. If you feel any convenience in removing the covering, I can help you. I myself can uncover them to see what valuable thing these raised horns contain, end quote. He was also surprised to see the red dust of perfumed kumkum spread over her breasts. Nonetheless, still considering Purvachiti a boy, Agnidra addressed her as Subhaga, most fortunate Muni. The boy must have been fortunate, otherwise how simply by standing there could he perfume Agnidra's entire ashram? Text 12. Lokam pudarasaya samritama tavakame yatratya itam ursava yayav apurvav vau. Asmad vidasya mana udasyano bibrarti bhav abdbutam sarasa rasa sudhadi vakre. Synonyms. Lokam, residential place. Padarsaya, please show. Suritam tama, O best of friends. Tavakam, your, may, unto me. Yatratya, a person born herein, wherein. Itam, like this. Urasa, by the chest. Avayavo, two limbs, breasts. Apurvo, wonderful. Asmat vidasya, of a person like me. Mana unnayano, very agitating to the mind. Bibharti, sustains. Babho, mini. Adbutam, wonderful. Sarasa, sweet words. Rasa, amorous gestures like smiling. Shuddha adi, such as nectar. Vakre, in the mouth. Translation. O best friend, will you kindly show me the place where you reside? I cannot imagine how the residents of that place have gotten such wonderful bodily features as your raised breasts, which agitate the mind and eyes of a person like me who sees them. Judging by the sweet speech and kind smiles of those residents, I think that their mouths must contain nectar. Purport. Still bewildered, Agnidra wanted to see the place from which the Brahmana boy had come, where the man had such raised breasts. Such attractive features, he thought, must be due to the severe austerities performed there. Agnidra addressed the girl as Suritama, the best friend, so that she would not refuse to take him there. Not only was Agnidra captivated by the girl's raised breasts, he was also attracted by her sweet speech. Nectar seemed to emanate from her mouth, and therefore he was increasingly surprised. Text 13. Kavatma vritir ana nad davir agna angavati vishno kalasi ani misho makaro cha karno udvigna mina yugalam dvija pankti shochir asana bringa nikaram sara in mukamte. Synonyms. Ka, what, va, and atma vritti, food for maintenance of the body. Adanat, by the chewing of betel. Havi, pure sacrificial ingredients. Anga, my dear friend. Vati, emanate. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu. Kala, expansion of the body. Asi, you are. Animas, misa, without blinking. Amaraku, two brilliant sharks. Cha, also. Karno, two ears. Udvigna, restless. Mina, yugalam, possessing two fish. Dvija Pankti, of lines of teeth. Shochi, beauty. Asana, nearby. Bringa Nikaram, possessing swarms of bumblebees. Sarait, by a lake. Mukham, face, te, your. Translation. My dear friend, what do you eat to maintain your body? Because you are chewing betel, a pleasing scent is emanating from your mouth. This proves that you always eat the remnants of food offered to Vishnu. Indeed, you must be an expansion of Lord Vishnu's body. Your face is as beautiful as a pleasing lake. Your jeweled earrings resemble two brilliant sharks with unblinking eyes, like those of Vishnu, and your own eyes resemble two restless fish. Simultaneously, therefore, two sharks and two restless fish are swimming in the lake of your face. Besides them, the white rows of your teeth seem like rows of very beautiful swans in the water, and your scattered hair resembles swarms of bumblebees following the beauty of your face. Purport. The devotees of Lord Vishnu are also his expansions. They are called Vibhinamsa. Lord Vishnu is offered all kinds of sacrificial ingredients, and because devotees always eat prasad, the remnants of his food, the scent of sacrificial ingredients emanates not only from Vishnu, but also from the devotees who eat the remnants of his food, or the food of his devotees. Agnidra considered Purvachiti an expansion of Lord Vishnu because of the pleasing scent of her body. Aside from that, because of her jeweled earrings shaped like sharks, because of her scattered hair resembling bumblebees mad after the scent of her body, and because of the white rows of her teeth which resembled swans, Agnidra compared Purvachiti's face to a beautiful lake decorated with lotus flowers, fish, swans, and bumblebees. Text 14. Yashau tvaya kara saroja hata patango Dikshu Brahman Brahmata Ejayate Kshinime Muktam Nate Smarasi Vakta Jata Varutam Kasto Nila Harati Lampata Eshanivim. Synonyms: Ya, which, Yaso, that, Tvaya, by you, Kara Saroja, with the lotus palm, Hata, struck, Patanga, the ball, Dikshu, in all directions, Brahman, moving, Brahmata, restless, Ejayate, disturbs, Akshini, eyes, may, of me, Muktam, scattered, not. Te, your Samarasi, are you mindful of, Vakra, curling, Jata, of hair, Virutam, bunches, Kashta, giving trouble, Anila, wind, Harati, takes away, Lampata, like a man attached to women, Esha, this, Nivim, lower garment. Translation: My mind is always restless, and by playing with the ball, moving it all about with your lotus-like palm, you are also agitating my eyes. Your curling black hair is now scattered, but you are not attentive to arranging it. Are you not going to arrange it? Like a man attached to women, the most cunning wind is taking off your lower garment. Are you not mindful of it? Purport: The girl, Purvachiti, was playing with a ball in her hand, and the ball seemed like nothing but another lotus flower captured by her lotus-like palm. Because of her movements, her hair was loose, and the belt holding her cloth was giving way, as if the cunning wind were trying to make her naked. Yet she paid no attention to the arranging her hair or fixing her dress. As Agnita tried to see the girl's naked beauty, his eyes were very agitated by her movements. Text 15. Rupam tavodana tapas charantam tabognam hi eta tukena tapasa bavaloto palabandam chartum taporahasi maha mayashara mitramayam kimva prasidati savai bava bavanome. Synonyms: Rupam, beauty, tapodana, O best of the sages performing austerity, tapacharatam, of persons engaged in executing austerities and penances, tapognam, which dismantles the austerities, he, certainly, etat this, to, indeed, kena, by what, tapasa, austerity, bhavata, by you, upalabdam, achieved, chartum, to execute, tapa, austerity, ahasi, you ought, mayasaha, with me, Mitra, my dear friend, mayam, unto me, kimba, or maybe, prasidati, is pleased, sa, he, vai, certainly, bhava bhavana, the creator of this universe, may, with me. Translation: O best among those performing austerities, where did you get this wonderful beauty that dismantles the austerities performed by others? Where have you learned this art? What austerity have you undergone to achieve this beauty, my dear friend? I desire that you join me to perform austerity and penance, for it may be that the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, being pleased with me, has sent you to become my wife. Purport: Agnidra appreciated the wonderful beauty of Purvachiti. Indeed, he was surprised to see such exceptional beauty, which must have been the result of past austerities and penances. He therefore asked the girl whether she had achieved his such beauty just to break the penances and austerities of others. He thought that Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, must have been pleased with him, and he might therefore have sent her to become his wife. He requested Purvachiti to become his wife so that Together, they could perform austerities and penances in family life. In other words, the suitable wife helps her husband perform penances and austerities in household life if both of them are on the same elevated platform of spiritual understanding. Without spiritual understanding, husband and wife cannot equally be situated. Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, is interested in good progeny. Therefore, unless he is pleased, one cannot get a suitable wife. In fact, Lord Brahma is worshipped in marriage ceremonies. In India, even today, wedding invitations are still issued with a picture of Lord Brahma on the face of the card. Text 16. Natvam tyajami daitam dvija deva datam yasmin mano drig apinan no na viyati lagnam mam charu snigni arhasi netum anuvratam te chitam yata prati sarantu shiva savichya. Synonyms. Nah, not tvam, you. Tyajami, I shall give up. Daitam, very dear. Dvija deva, by Lord Brahma, the demigod, worshipped by the Brahmanas. Datam, given. Yasmin, unto whom. Mana, mind. Drik, eyes. Api, also. Na, my. Navyati, do not go away. Lagnam, tightly attached. Mam, to me. Charo signi, O woman with the beautiful raised breasts. Arhasi, you ought. Natam, to lead. Anuvratam, follower. Te, your. Chitam, desire. Yata, wherever. Pratisarantu, may follow. Shiva, favorable. Sachivya, friends. Translation. Lord Brahma, who is worshipped by the Brahmanas, has very mercifully given me to you to me, and that is why I have met you. I do not want to give up your company, for my mind and eyes are fixed upon you and cannot be drawn away. O woman with beautiful raised breasts, I'm your follower. You may take me wherever you like, and your friends may also follow me. Purport. Now, Adnidra frankly admits his weakness. He was attracted to Purvachiti, and therefore he, before she could say, quote, but I have no business with you, end quote, he expressed his desire to be united with her. He was so attracted that he was ready to go anywhere, heaven or hell, in her company. When one is absorbed in lust and the influence of sex, one surrenders to the feet of a woman without reservations. Srila Madhvacharya remarked in this connection that when one engages in joking and talking like a crazy person, one may say anything and everything, but his words will be meaningless. Text 17. Sri Suka Vacha. Iti lalananu na yati visarado gramya vaida gyayaya paribhaisaya tam vibhuda vadhum vibhuda matir adhisabhajayam asa. Synonyms. Sri Suka Vacha, Shukadeva Goswami said, iti thus, lalana, woman, anunya, winning over, ati visharada, very expert, gramya vaidagdaya, expert in fulfilling one's material desires, paribdasaya, by selected words, tam her, abuddha vadum, the celestial girl, vibuddha mati, agnidra, who possessed intelligence like that of the demigods, adhisa bhajayam asa, gained the favor of. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, Maharaj Agnidra, whose intelligence was like that of a demigod, knew the art of flattering women to win them to his side. He therefore pleased that celestial girl with his lusty words and gained her favor. Purport. Since King Adnidra was a devotee, he actually had no attraction for material enjoyment, but because he wanted a wife for progeny and Lord Brahma had sent Purvachiti for this purpose, he expertly pleased her with flattering words. Women are attracted by a man's flattering words. One who is expert in this art of flattery is called Vidugdha. Text 18. Sacha tatastasya vira yuta patir buddha sila rupa vaya shiro darena parakshipta manastena saya yuta yuta parivatsaro pala kshanam kalam jambudvip patina boma svarga bogan bibuje. Synonyms. Sa, she, cha also tata thereafter, tasya of him, virayutapate, the master of heroes, buddhi by the intelligence, shila behavior, rupa beauty, vayu youth, or vaya youth, shriya opulence, odaryena, and by the magnanimity, parakshipta attracted mana her mind, tena saha with him, ayuta 10,000, parivatsara, years, upalakshanam, extending kalam time, jambudvipa patina, with the king of jambudvip, boma earthly, svarga heavenly, bogan pleasures, babuje enjoyed. Translation, attracted by the intelligence, learning, youth, beauty, behavior, opulence, and magnanimity of Agnidra, the king of Jambudvip and master of all heroes, Purvachiti lived with him for many thousands of years and luxuriously enjoyed both worldly and heavenly pleasures. Purport. By the grace of Lord Brahma, King Agnidra and the heavenly girl Purvachiti found their union quite suitable. Thus, they enjoyed worldly and heavenly happiness for many thousands of years. Text 19. Tasyam uha va atmajan sa rajavara agnidro nabhi kim purusha havi varsela vrita ramyaka hiranmaya kuru badrasva ketumala shamyan navaputran agnayat. Synonyms, tasyam, in her, uhava, certainly, atmajan, son, sahi, rajavara, the best of kings, agnidra, nabi, kimpurusha, harivarsa, ilavrita, ramyaka, hiranmaya, kuru, badrasva, ketumala, samgyan, named, nava, nine, putran, sons, agnayayat, bagat. Translation, in the womb of Purvachiti, Maharaj Agnidra, the best of kings, begot nine sons, namely named Nabi, Kimpurusha, Haryashva, Harivarsha, Ilavrita, Yaramyaka, Hiranmaya, Kuru, Bardrashva, and Ketumala. Text 20. Sa Sutvata Sutan Navanu Vatsaram Griha Eva Pahaya Purva Chitir Buya Evajam Devam Upastate. Synonyms. Sa, she, Sutva, after giving birth, Ata, therefore. Thereafter, Sutan, sons, nine, Nava, nine. Anuvatsaram, year after year, Grihe, at home, Eva, certainly, Upahaya, leaving, Purvachita, Purvachiti, Buya, again, Eva, certainly, Ajam, Lord Brahma, Devam, the demigod. Upastate, approached. Translation. Purvachiti gave birth to these nine sons, one each year, but after they grew up, she left them at home and again approached Lord Brahma to worship him. Purport. There are many instances in which Upsaras, heavenly angels, have descended to this earth by the order of a superior demigod, like Lord Brahma or Lord Indra, have followed the demigod's order by marrying someone and giving birth to children, and have then returned to their celestial homes. For example, after Menaka, the celestial woman who had come to delude Vishwamitra Muni, gave birth to this child, Sakuntala, she left both the child and her husband and returned to the heavenly planets. Purvachiti did not remain permanently with Maharaj Agnidra. After cooperating in his household affairs, she left Maharaj Agnidra and all nine sons and returned to Brahma to worship him. Text 21. Agnidra sutas te matur anugrihad otpatikinaiva samhanana balopeta pitra vibhalakta vibhakta Atmatulya namani yatabhagam jambudvip varsani babuju. Synonyms. Agnidra Sutta, the sons of Maharaj Agnidra, te, they, matu of the mother, anugrahat, by the mercy or by drinking the breast milk, outpati kena, naturally, eva, certainly, samhan nana, well-built body, bala, strength, Upeta, obtained, Pitra, by the father, Vibhakta, divided, Atmatulya, following their own Namani possessing names, Yetta Bhagan divided properly, Jambadweep Vasani, different parts of Jambadweep, probably Asia and Europe combined together, Bubuju, ruled. Translation. Because of drinking the breast milk of their mother, the nine sons of Agnidra naturally had strong, well-built bodies. Their father gave them each a kingdom in different parts of Jambudvip. The kingdoms were named according to the names of the sons. Thus, the sons of Agnidra ruled the kingdoms they received from their father. Purport. The Acharyas specifically mentioned that in this verse, the words Matu Agnudahat, quote, by the mercy of their mother, end quote, refer to the breast milk of their mother. In India, it is a common belief that if a baby is fed his mother's milk for at least 6 months, his body will be very strong. Besides that, it is mentioned herein that all the sons of Agnidra were endowed with the nature of their mother. Bhagavad Gita 1:40 also declares, Strishu Datusho Varshneya Jayate Varnashankar. When women are polluted, Varnashankar, unqualified children are generated, and when the Varnashankar population increases, the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, according to Manusmita, a woman needs a great deal of protection in order to remain pure and chaste so that her children can be fully engaged for the benefit of human society. Text 22. Agnidra Rajatripta Kamanam Apsaransam Evanodinam Adhi Man Yamanas Tasya Salokatam Strutibir Avarunda Yatra Pitaro Madayatyante. Synonyms. Agnidra. Agnidra Raja, the king. Atripta, not satisfied. Kamanam, with sense gratification. Apsarasam, the celestial woman. Purvachiti, Eva, certainly. Anudinam, day after day. Adhi, exceedingly. Manyamana, thinking of Tasya, of her. Salokatam, promotion to the same planet, Shrutibi, by the Vedas. Avarunda, got. Yatra, where Pitara, the forefathers, Madayante, take pleasure. Translation. After Purvachiti's departure, King Agnidra, his lusty desires not at all satisfied, always thought of her. Therefore, in accordance with the Vedic injunctions, the king, after his death, was promoted to the same planet as his celestial wife. That planet, which is called Prithviloka, where the Pitas, the forefathers, is where the Pitas, the forefathers, live in great delight. Purport. If one always thinks of something, he certainly gets a body related body after death. Maharaj Agnidra was always thinking of Prithviloka, the place where his wife had returned. Therefore, after his death, he achieved that same planet, probably to live with her again. Bhagavad Gita also says, Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tajyante kalevaram katam kame vaite konteya Sada tad bhava bhavita. Quote, whatever state one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 8:6. We can naturally conclude that if we always think of Krishna or become fully Krishna conscious, we can be promoted to the planet of Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna lives eternally. Text 23. Samparete patyari navabhataro Meru Duritri, Meru Devan Paritirupam, Agrudras Damstrim, Latam Ramyam, Shriamram, Nanim Badram, Devavritim, Iti Samya Navodavadhan. Synonyms. Samparete Pitari. After the departure of their father, Nava 9, Bhartara, Bratara, brothers, Meru Diriti, the daughters of Meru, Merudevim, Merudev, Nirvadevi, Pati Rupam, Pati Rupa, Ugra Drastrim, Damstri, Latim Lata, Ramyam Ramya, Swayam Sama, Narim Nari, Badram Badra, Devam Vritti, Devavriti, Eti, thus, Samya, the names, Nava 9, Udhava Han, married. Translation. After the departure of their father, the nine brothers married the nine daughters of Meru, named Merudevi, Patirupa, Ugradamstri, Lata Ramya, Shyama, Nari Badra, and Devaviti. purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra, end quote.